Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. However, since most of our local cinemas are still temporarily closed, today's Take Two will concentrate on a new movie that can be streamed at home.
Never Too Late is an Australian film about star-crossed lovers separated for 50 years following the Vietnam War.
And, Susan, it's a middling comic import from Down Under that's aimed squarely at the geriatric audience. It plays a bit like Grumpy Old Men meets The Great Escape. James Cromwell plays a Vietnam vet who recruits other vets to help him escape their old folks' home so that he can propose to an old flame.
Most of the action in this film takes place in two nursing homes run like five-star prisons. The backstory and the current story play off each other in this predictable plot. The camaraderie among the elderly soldiers is supposed to conjure up affection in the audience. Well, it doesn't work. None are that engaging or likable, and the plot is as tired as nursing home residents.
You can't really blame the cast for how tired this movie feels. James Cromwell may be best known as the farmer from Babe, but he's also been memorable in movies like L.A. Confidential and The Queen. Jack Thompson is a multiple award winner, and Jackie Weaver sent shivers as the mob mother in Animal Kingdom. But none of these actors are given much to work with here.
The gist of the film? Here's a bit of explanation from one of the characters. The thing about happy endings, you have to make them happen. Does that sound like a Hallmark movie of the week? It did to me.
Never Too Late derives most of its slapstick humor from the foibles of aging, which isn't particularly funny. But the movie's biggest problem is its snail-like pace. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.